He went by the pseudonym Dread Pirate Roberts, after the character in the movie The Princess Bride. He ran a multi-million dollar online black market where people bought drugs, hacking tools, and false identification. Now, Ross William Ulbricht, the 33-year-old founder of the Silk Road Internet Bazaar, is looking at a lifetime in prison after a federal appeals court upheld his conviction for drug trafficking and other crimes. It was a 3-0 decision, but it took 139 pages, and along the way, the court questioned the wisdom of such harsh sentences. With us to talk about it is Bloomberg News' reporter in the very busy New York federal courthouse, Bob Van Voorhis. Bob, thank you for joining us.
Sure.
So drug dealers with no criminal history don't normally get such long sentences. What was it about this case that was different?
Well, there were a lot of factors that the sentencing judge, Catherine Forrest in Manhattan, pointed to in sentencing him to life. Among other things, Ross William Ulbricht tried to arrange for the murders of 5 people. Now, these were online people using aliases and in a sort of house of mirrors kind of effect. The police weren't able to figure out whether anybody actually was killed. They think that probably none of these murders were carried out. But in any case, Ulbricht paid $650,000 to put out contracts on people who were threatening to expose him and to expose other people on the site.
Bob, you wrote that the circuit judges, the panel, showed empathy for his claim that the sentence is too harsh, but said it had to follow rules. And Gerald Lynch said it's very possible that at some future point we'll come to regard these policies as tragic mistakes, which is the sentencing laws. But the judge had leeway. Don't trial judges have leeway with the sentencing rules? Some judges, like Judge Jed Rakoff, don't believe in maxing out all defendants under the federal sentencing guidelines.
That's exactly right. And Judge Lynch on the Court of Appeals has written about this in the past. He has been skeptical. He was the author of the 139-page opinion, and he in the past has been skeptical of using the criminal law to address drug use and drug trafficking, and suggested that maybe this is not the best approach, and certainly the extreme sentences handed down to people who use and sell drugs maybe is not wise. But that's the law right now, and the judge, the sentencing judge, Judge Forrest, under the law, had a great deal of discretion and imposed the maximum of life against Ulbricht, who's 33 years old and faces a very, very long time in prison.
Bob, prosecutors offered evidence of 6 overdose deaths linked to people who were using Silk Road, and Ulbricht objected to that at trial. How, if at all, did that factor into the appeals court decision?
Thing that Judge Forrest took into account, but the appeals court found that even without that evidence, the judge's sentence was based primarily on the drug trafficking and the conspiracy allegations, and the fact that, as I said, he tried to have 5 people murdered. You know, even though those people ended up not being killed, he certainly tried to have that accomplished.
Bob, Ulbricht could not tell jurors at his trial that 2 former federal agents stole money from his online accounts while investigating Silk Road. Why isn't government misconduct and corruption during an investigation, whether it affects it or not, something a jury should be allowed to consider?
Well, this is another aspect of this sort of online house of mirrors. There were 2 agents who were involved in the investigation. They were down in Baltimore, a DEA agent and a Secret Service agent. They were online trying to fool Ulbricht, Dread Pirate Roberts, into thinking that they were other people using aliases of people who were already cooperating with the investigation. As part of this, as part of the online anonymity of investigating this anonymous Dread Pirate Roberts, these two crooked agents used that as cover to steal hundreds of thousands of dollars in Bitcoin. They were eventually caught and pled guilty. The Court of Appeals ruled that this really had nothing to do with Ulbricht's guilt or innocence, and this was kind of a side, even though they were very clearly, illegal acts by the investigators.
Bob, we're going to have to leave it there. Thank you so much for joining us on Bloomberg Law, talking about Ross William Ulbricht, otherwise known as Dread Pirate Roberts. He is the 33-year-old founder of the Silk Road Internet Bazaar, which was used to buy drugs. And he is now looking at a life sentence in prison, which was upheld by a federal appeals court.